This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With 6 series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader, representative for District 14. Have you ever noticed the bright orange reflective triangle on the back of all farm equipment? It's called a slow-moving vehicle emblem, or SMV emblem, and it is there for safety. If you're concerned about rural safety, join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means safety.
6:10 on this Tuesday morning. First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at $7.50. That's down 8.25. September wheat trading at $7.10.5, down 8. July corn now trading at $6.52.25, down 3.5. September corn trading at $5.80, down 8.75. July soybeans trading at 15.23, down 9.5. August beans trading at 14.49, down 9.25. Yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat ended the day at 7.08.75. That was up 3.25. September wheat 7.18.5, up 3. December wheat 7.32.75, up 2.75. July corn yesterday ended the day at 6.55.75, down 6.25. September corn 5.88.25, down 8.5. December corn ended the day at 5.60, down 7.25. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 15.32.5, up 22.5. August beans 14.58.25, up 20.5. September beans ended the day at 13.67, and that was up 19.75. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 454.40, up 72. August meal 432.30, up 65. September meal 411.80, up 58. July soybean oil yesterday ended at 48.66, up 28. August oil 48.65, up 27. September oil 48.51, up 30. July oats yesterday ended the day at 379.5, up 5.25. September oats ended at 374.5, up 4.25. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with soybeans and wheat higher and corn ending lower. Good demand for soybean meal and stronger soybean meal values helped to lift soybean prices. As expected, Illinois farmers made very little progress with planting last week. According to the National Ag Statistics Service, 91% of the Illinois corn crop had been planted, compared to 89% for last week. Illinois farmers had completed 49% of their soybean planting, compared to 40% last week. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bid 6 to 11 cents lower at 683 to 699. Soybeans gained 22 cents at 1527 to 1542. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids down 6 to 8 cents at 680 to 696. And soybeans were up 10 to 13 cents at 1545 to 1566. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 5 to 6 cents lower at 682 to 704. Soybeans advanced 23 to 24 cents at 1554 to 1588, while the wheat bids were mostly 3 cents higher at 688 to 712. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 22 to 24 cents at 1582 to 1597. Basis ended steady to 2 cents stronger at 50 to 65 over July. Hypro 48% soybean meal offered at $486.40 to $499.40, which was $7.20 per ton higher. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 6 cents, ranging from $7.04 to $7.13, with basis steadier, ranging from $48 to $57 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 9 cents lower at $7 to $7.01. Basis ended 1 to 3 cents lower, ranging from $44 to $45 over July. Soybeans were up 18 to 19 cents, ranging from 15.56 to 15.62, with basis down 4 to 5 cents at 23 to 29 over July. And the wheat prices today ended in a range of 7.09 to 7.12, with basis ranging from option to 3 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mostly 2 cents lower at 6.81 to 7.10. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 22 to 38 cents, with quotations at 1568 to 1573. Soft red winter wheat 3 cents stronger at 733 to 734, and the Milo down 6 at 685 to 686. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids from country elevators to producers range from 526 to 542. New crop soybean bids at 1280 to 1296. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 530 up to 546. New crop soybean bids 1293 to 1314. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 526 up to 545, and the new crop soybean bids range from $13 to $13.14. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at 95.82, up 20. July hogs 93.55, down 30. August hogs 92.80, down 67. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 120.72, down 57. August cattle 119.47, down 97. October cattle 122.72, down $1.02. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 144.42, up a dime. September feeders 146.50, down 7, and October feeders 147.97, down 15. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 47 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of 81 to 95.01, with a weighted average carcass price of $91. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 47 to 51, 4 to 5 weights at 50 to 54, 5 to 550 at 53 to 55, and over 550 pounds at 55 to 58. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging from 62 to 65. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 10,031 head. For the Greenville feeder special feeder cattle sale for June 1st, 2013, receipts totaled 1,223. Moderate offerings with moderate attendance was met with good demand. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, traded at 167 to 182. 5 to 6 weights at 156 to 168. 6 to 7s at 146 to 154. 7 to 8s at 130 to 138. And 8 to 9s at 121 to 130. Feeder Holstein steers, large 3s, 3 to 400 pounds, traded in a range of 109 to 116. 4 to 5 weights at 103 to 112.50. 5 to 6 weights at 93 to 105. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, traded at 150 to 160. 5 to 6 weights at 140 to 151. 6 to 7 weights at 130 to 142. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 276 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.05, which was 74 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were trading at $206.17, which was 48 cents lower, with select carcasses at $185.44, which was $1.76 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000 compared to 4,000 last week due to the holiday and 126,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000 compared to 2,000 last week due to the holiday and 408,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 154 unchanged; for block cheese, 172 and 3 quarter, down 1 and 3 quarter; for barrel cheese, 170 and 3 quarter, unchanged. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, 1778. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, 698; for July, 701. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, 690, and for July, 693. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, 1548, and for July, 1535. And wheat delivered to Scottville, 698. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn at Greenfield, 698; corn at Scottville, 690; beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1548; wheat at Scottville, 698. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-70s. We will have light southeast winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy skies with showers likely, high temperatures in the upper 70s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers on Thursday, low temperatures in the low 60s, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have mostly clear skies, 51 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Wright Automotive on Routes 127 and 185 in Hillsboro, and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center in Louder provides producers with market access and insights for their success. They stay on top of the market, and they're able to take your grain when you need to move it and at a good price. Their high-speed facility in Louder can get you unloaded fast. See CHS in Louder for all your marketing needs. Talk with Andrew Paluska or Jenny Gibbs for current prices.
Hello, this is Jan Thiessen from Quality Engine Machine Shop, Litchfield, Illinois. I'm here to let you know about the services we offer here at our facility. Complete engine block service, cast iron and aluminum heads, crack detection, crankshaft grinding, connecting rods, flywheels, engine disassembly and assembly. With 35 years of engine rebuilding experience, let me put my knowledge to work for you. You may also take your work to any of your local McKay Napa Auto Parts stores and have it brought to us at no extra charge to you. Call me at 217-851-2208.
In the news this morning, our guest on the AM Live program Monday morning was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. June is Dairy Month, and the council has many events planned around the area, as Joyce explained.
Because it is June Dairy Month, we are going to be doing a couple different things. This Friday, we're going to be at Windcrest Dairy. That's in Trenton, Illinois. And we're going to be there in the morning from about 8 to 11. So we'll have some giveaways for the kids. We'll have some nutrition information. And Windcrest, at that farm, they actually make yogurt. And so that should be a fun time. Saturday, June the 8th, we're going to be at the Children's Discovery Museum in Bloomington from about 11 to 1. And again, giveaway items, dairy information, and a dairy farmer is going to be there. So you can ask all kinds of questions about growing up on a dairy farm. And then on Sunday at the Children's Museum of Illinois, Sunday, June the 9th from 2 to 4. We'll be doing a little class at 2 o'clock, a little fun activity for the kids, and they'll learn all about dairy. Also, we'll have a dairy farmer there, and they're going to bring the cow. The museum's right next door to the Decatur Zoo, so they're going to bring the cow over from the zoo. So if you have time, come on over to any of those events, and these events will be posted on our Facebook page as well.
Oh, great, great. Okay, and one more time, the website, stldairycouncil.org.
That's it.
Or www.myplate.gov. That will probably have even more information.
That has some good nutritional information, and of course, visit our website and find out about some of the events in our Facebook page, which is facebook.com St. Louis Dairy Council.
And that was yesterday's guest on the AM Live program, Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. Coming up on Sunday, a surprise party for retiring Hillsboro High School ag teacher Marty Niehaus will be held. We talked to Hillsboro High School FFA officers Tommy Justison, Sarah Bergen, and Gabe Osborne over the weekend. Gabe Osborne explained.
This will be June the 9th at the Hillsboro High School Ag Building from 2 to 4. This will be Sunday, June the 9th. We're going to have cake and punch is going to be served. You'll be able to meet and greet the new ag teacher and FFA sponsor, Miss Michaela Johnson. She was just selected this past, I believe it was April, as to be the new ag teacher, and she comes from Hopkins County High School in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
How are you going to get him there and him not know what's going on?
Well, as our novice parley pro team that's going to be going to state this year, they said, let's have a practice that day. So that's how we're going to get him to get there, since it's supposed to be a surprise party. The way he doesn't know about this is he's gone to Georgia visiting his grandchildren. So if he hears this, hi, Mr. Niehaus. But hopefully it'll still be a surprise.
This will be on the internet. This could be on the internet all over the world. So we might have spoiled it here.
Well, hopefully we didn't. right now this year, I'm chapter president, and I'm here with our chapter treasurer and chapter reporter, as well as our alumni president, Keith Morris. And he's here to kind of say why the alumni kind of took this whole party idea and ran with it. So he's here to kind of say why and how he was involved and how it got involved to be an alumni project.
Keith, thanks for joining us on WSMI Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me. Being a former member of the FFA of Lincolnwood High School in Raymond, I enjoy getting involved at judging contests, soul judging contests, ag shows, and many other programs. I also was involved in a few projects such as swine production, crop production, and fruit production while in high school. My senior year of 1980, I was received the State Farmer Award. I was not involved in the Hillsboro chapter growing up, but I'm employed by the Hillsboro School District as a bus driver, and I got involved with the chapter by taking them to shows such as the Farm Progress Show in August of 2011, and in October 2011, I took them to the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, and last June, I took them to the State Convention in Springfield. I was elected as the FFA Alumni President last summer in Hillsboro, and I am working very hard to keep the FFA alive and growing strong, as well as our alumni chapter, and to keep it going for many years.
How many members do you have in your alumni chapter now?
I do believe we got close to, about 20 or
so,
20 of them.
That's great.
And we're trying to, you know, get more, but we just need to work hard day by day, and just step by step, we can get this to be a big chapter and keep it alive.
Well, you have to learn to walk before you learn to run.
Well, and hard work always pays off, is the way I look at it. So,
okay. Tommy, you want to add something?
Yes, I just wanted to say that we would love to have everybody come out to congratulate Mr. Niehaus on his 38 years and teaching. He has taught, I believe, 16 years here at Hillsboro, or 22 years. He taught 16 in Iowa. And we really appreciate all the help he's been. I know my father's the ag teacher in Morrisonville, and both Mr. Niehaus and my father had the same ag teacher, Mr. Ed Voiles, and they were so inspired to become ag teachers themselves because of the experiences that they had. And I know from all of our experiences that we will take the lessons that we've learned from Mr. Niehaus, and we'll always remember him, and so we appreciate all the things that he's done. And so we would love to have members of the community that have been touched by Mr. Niehaus and all of his former students or people that have worked with him come to the party and help celebrate his retirement.
And this will be once again June 9th?
June 9th, Sunday, June 9th, and it will be at the Hillsboro Ag Building, and it'll be from 2 to 4.
It's 6:30 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. And as we close in electronic trading once again on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 7.01 1/4, down 7 1/4. September wheat trading at 7.10 1/2, down 8. July corn trading at 6.51 1/2, down 4 1/4. September corn trading at 5.80, that's down 8 3/4. July soybeans trading at 15.22 3/4, down 9 3/4. August beans trading at 14.49 1/4, down 9. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.